أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أفتطمعون أن يؤمنوا لكم وقد كان فريق منهم يسمعون كلام الله ثم يحرفونه من بعد ما أقلوه وهم يعلمون. In the previous ayats we read, where through various gunas of the Bani Israel, the Jews, their hearts had become more harder than stone and rock also. And there was no way that any good would penetrate in them. But in the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, this ayat is directed to the Muslims of the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, that they should still make effort and give da'wah to these Jews, that they had some reform of tawheed, oneness of Allah, which they worship, which they believed in, and also that they believed in the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. So there was hope that they would bring iman and they would accept Islam. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, فَتَطْمَعُونَ يُؤْمِنُ لَكُمْ. اب کیا تم اے مسلمان توقع رکھتے ہو کہ وہ مانے تمہاری بات. Oh Muslims, have you got hope that these people will accept what you tell them and that they will bring iman? In other words, their hearts have become very, very hard, more harder than rock. There is real no hope for them to bring iman. So it was a consolation to the Muslims that even if they don't bring iman, you don't have to feel despondent and sad, because their hearts have become very hard. And this was with regard to the invitation and da'wah to the Jews that they accept Islam. Further, Allah gives reasons also for that were other reasons why their hearts had become so hard. وَقَدْ كَانَ فَرِيقٌ مِّنْهُمْ يَسْمَعُونَ كَلَامَ اللَّهِ. اور ان میں ایک فرقہ تھا کہ سنتا تھا اللہ کا کلام. There was a group amongst the Bani Israel, the Jews, who had heard directly the words of Allah Ta'ala. Thus the ulama mufassirin write, were the 70 people Musa alayhi salatu wasalam chose to go with him to the Mount Tur, where Allah Ta'ala had spoken to them. And they themselves heard the words of Allah Ta'ala. And after hearing directly the words of Allah Ta'ala, then still they went ahead and they changed those words. And other commentators of the hadith, mufassirin, maintain that yasma'una kalam Allah, that they heard the words of Allah Ta'ala, was from Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and the words were the Torah. So either those 70 people who listened directly from Allah Ta'ala, or all the Bani Israel, the Jews, who listened to the Torah from Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. ثُمَّ يُحَرِّفُونَهُ مِن بَعْدِ مَا أَقَلُوهُ. پھر بدل ڈالتے تھے اس کو جان بوجھ کر. And then very intentionally they should change those words of Allah Ta'ala, the words of the Torah. After that they had full knowledge of it, they had full cognizance, intelligence of it, then they changed the words of Allah Ta'ala. Ulama say that when they heard the words of Allah Ta'ala directly, those 70 people, they came back to the Bani Israel and they told them those words which Allah Ta'ala has said. But the tahreef they made, the changes they made, were that at the end they added this, that Allah has said this, and He said that if you can make amal on it, make amal. And if you can't make amal on it, there is no harm. This addition of this, that was this tahreef. Yeah, the masala of tahreef is discussed a bit in detail. Tahreef means to change the words of the revelation from Allah Ta'ala, or it means to change the meaning of it. Either of the two, whether it is one of the two or both of them, is tahreef, is to change the words of Allah. And it is very clear that this is a very, very great sin, to change the words of Allah Ta'ala. And in the matters of deen, many of us and learned people also make, unfortunately, tahreef. that the Quran Sharif, the words are protected by Allah and the meaning also, but there are people who make efforts. Allah will protect the correct meaning all the time, but there are people who have made different types of efforts to change the meanings of the words of Allah Ta'ala. Like interest, they will give it another name and then justify it and say that it is permissible. Whereas interest is categorically haram in Islam. It is a salient feature of Islam that interest is haram. But in various things, many people have tried to make it halal. But it won't be accepted by the ummah. Some people might do it, but the rest of the ummah will not accept it. So Allah has made it that this tahrif will not be allowed. Photography, which is categorically haram in Islam, that also some people try and make it permissible, but it won't be accepted by the ummah at large. So this was also the source of all this. We are the Jews, the Bani Israel, who were the very obstinate people and people who went greatly against the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. So anyway, yeah, Allah Ta'ala is saying to the Muslims who are inviting them towards Deen and towards Islam, that these are those people that their hearts are sealed. These are those people whose hearts have become more harder than rock also. So if they don't bring Iman, you don't have to be despondent. You don't have to be sad about it. Effort we have to make, but you don't have to be despondent, because these by nature, Allah is informing them that their hearts have become so hard, and then they are guilty of the very great crime of tahrif, of trying to change the meanings of the Quran, of the revelation of Allah, the Torah, and trying to change the words also of the Torah. And the Torah got changed. Allah did not take the promise to look after it. The Quran Sharif will not be able to be changed, because Allah Himself has taken the responsibility to protect the Quran Sharif. May Allah guide us to righteousness and save us from all these type of gunas.